What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX. And you may have heard about the Saharan dust and the Canadian wildfire smoke that is going to be hanging around here in the area for a while. Also, it's going to be hot.
It is hot.
So we'll talk about the weather for this week and what to expect. We go to the guest line today and we visit with AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine, who is on KMOX. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you hear Amy's her forecast? What did you think of it?
I think she did a great job reading it.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much. Well, we buried the lead here, Jeff, because my co-host, Chris Ranji, had very unique experience. He was once in Arizona.
Yep.
Caught up in a haboob.
I was in a haboob.
He was in a haboob.
I had to outrun the haboob.
And he wants to know if this Saharan dust that it's making its way across the Midwest will allow him to be in his second haboob.
Well, it's not just Saharan dust. It's the wildfire smoke. And so you got two different types of particulate matter that are going to be floating around in the atmosphere. And actually, it's very interesting to look at the satellite loop. It's not moving. The dust and smoke is literally stagnant over the entire state of Missouri. Thankfully, it is elevated. Not at the surface.
So,
can I say, because isn't it actually really bad for you? Like any type of wildfire smoke. And okay, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. Get her.
Sorry.
Get her.
Wildfire smoke and particulate matter. Like I've always read that that's actually pretty bad to breathe in.
Yeah, it is. Once it gets down to the surface, it can really cause people who have existing, respiratory problems. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I have a family of medicine in, a lot of my family members are doctors and stuff. So they tell me this all the time. But it can enhance any issues like asthma or what's the other respiratory illness? I can't remember the name. It's escaping me now. But anyways, anyone with existing issues with that can be enhanced. And those who don't have it, trust me, there was a year that it was really bad. Like it got down to the ground level and you literally inhale and you just feel unable to take a deep breath. Mm. So it can worsen those who are healthy too.
Emphysema?
That was one, but okay. chronic
COPD.
COPD.
Yes, thank you.
Black lung.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just reading earlier today, Jeff, that because it's hurricane season in the states, like Texas and Florida and all that, that this dust is actually affecting the weather, that it's somehow tampering hurricanes from forming because it's in the air. So how does that affect hurricanes and how will it affect our weather here?
Well, in a very short summary of it all. So the Saharan dust, when it comes off of the coast of Africa, will dry out the atmosphere over the water. So the, you know, hurricanes rely on moisture. And if Saharan dust is in there, that's a very dry particulate matter, and it basically suffocates any potential development. So anything in the Saharan dust is not going to develop, or it's going to struggle if it does. To the south of that, where, you know, the dust isn't, we do have a very steady stream of, you know, moisture kicking off of the coast of Africa. And that's where we could see development potential. In fact, we're kind of keeping an eye on something for June 12th over Central America. And then in the next week, we're keeping an eye on a potential rainstorm, maybe a depression. We're still, all of us here at AccuWeather are back and forth on it, off of the coast of Florida in the next five-ish day, or 4 to 5 days.
Wow. Yeah. And going, well, we were talking about the next 4 or 5 days, just kind of going back to that smoke, since you mentioned that it's not moving. Now, like you said, it's aloft, which is good. It's higher up. We're not breathing it in. So at least right now, it's not affecting our health. How long do we think it will stay over us if it's not moving?
Yeah, seeing the forecast model of vertically integrated smoke is what we call it. It clears out with the showers and thunderstorms that we're going to have tomorrow, because a front is going to push through. It's a kind of a weak front, but it's going to push through with potentially some strength, meaning not the actual front itself, but the storms that pop up as a result could be on the stronger side. So tomorrow is a weather aware day. Same thing for Wednesday. That's when we could see some hail and damaging winds. And all that also takes out the dust. You know the saying of, in the wintertime, you don't always want to lick the snow that falls? It's because it's picking up whatever's in the air.
Well, I've never heard that.
Yes, you have. Don't eat the yellow snow.
Well, yellow snow.
Watch out where those reindeer go, and don't you eat the yellow snow.
But even as it's falling, you're picking up what's in the atmosphere. So with this rain that's coming up tomorrow, if there's still some smoke in the atmosphere, it can pick that up, and all of a sudden you're basically drinking, you know, smoke, you know,
liquid
particles.
Smoke. Okay. This is dumb. I am not a horticulturalist and I'm not great with plants.
I'm not either. So this is going to be fun.
Okay. Let's speculate wildly. Does the rain that has the smoke and ash or whatever, is that extra good for your plants or bad?
That would be a great question for someone from like Bachman's or, you know, an actual garden store. as far as my knowledge, I don't believe it's going to matter to the plant. It still gets its water. It'll extract it. And then any other things it doesn't need, it will discard in some way.
Well, and the reason I ask too, so Jeff, I just got back from a hiking trip in the Eastern Sierra Nevadas, and it is so dry there, like mind-blowingly dry. And I understand now why, like, the fear of wildfires. And we were talking to some locals and just kind of the science behind wildfires, where obviously destruction to homes and neighborhoods is really bad. But if there's no home in the way, if there's no neighborhood, the wildfires are actually just a natural process that are good for that. It's good for that environment. And we've actually prevented a lot of wildfires for obvious reasons, but it's just part of the natural cycle of that area, the wildfires that are there.
Yeah, I mean, in areas where homes aren't, it is how vegetation renews its soil, oddly enough, because like you've heard of, everyone has heard of controlled burns, right? At like someone's farm field, they do that to get rid of the dead brush, and then they have a fresh slate to work with. So nature does that in the form of thunderstorms that go over these dry areas, and thunderstorms that don't bring rain. It's just lightning. So lightning hits the dry brush, starts it on fire. Yes, it's a wildfire. Yes, we need to contain it before it gets to populated areas. But it really does wipe the slate and lets nature take over again. It's kind of interesting. There was a time lapse. It was like a video of sorts that I saw where it simulated a wildfire, And then all of a sudden, you've never seen greener life, you know, sprout.
Yeah.
Like, it turns really green. It turns vibrant. It looks great. But that's also a simulation, not reality. And also simulations can go out, you know, 10, 20 years ahead of time.
AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine is with us. And we know it's going to be hot here for the next couple of days. Not like St. Louis summer hot, you know, where it's 100 right. degrees and humid. But it will get warm. So we are now getting to that point where the weather is starting to warm up in St. Louis. Do we expect it to be a typical summer here? Is it going to be warmer than usual or cooler than usual? How do you see it?
So in the long range, we've been trending above normal for the summer. In fact, our latest graphic for June has a 1 to 2 degree departure from the average temperature, which the average temperature hasn't quite been established yet because our data just came in. You know, we just have one day of June so far. But typically the average temperature is around 68 degrees, and that's taking every single day's average, adding it up and divided by 30. So we're looking to be about a degree or two above that by the end of the month. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good. I tried to do the math as easy as possible.
Math is not his strong suit.
It's not my thing, man.
Yeah.
It's not mine either, believe it or not.
Wait, aren't you supposed to be good at it?
We're supposed to be good at it if we're research people, not broadcasters.
Oh.
Broadcasters don't need the math. They just need to understand how to interpret everything.
Because Ranj told, I think it was you, Ranj, that said that meteorology
was in college.
Like the hardest class ever.
There were, and I don't know if, I'm assuming that meteorologists take this as an insult, but I remember, you know, when you're in college, you have to take certain science courses to fulfill the requirement,
yep.
right? And so people who aren't in science, they have to take a class. So I
yep.
knew a lot of people who just looked at the courses and went, oh, meteorology, I'll do that, thinking it was going to be really easy. And it ended up being really hard. Every person I talked to who took that class, who was not a science-minded person, said it was impossibly hard.
It is. It is very hard. And let me tell you, it took me 7 years to get through it. So,
how many is it supposed to take, Jeff?
You are hearing it first.
Are you a doctor of meteorology now?
No, that was 7 years to get my bachelor's.
Jeff, I like you.
I'm a very likable person.
He's keeping it.
Because some of you weather people, I'm telling you.
It's very. I like Jeff a lot.
Jeff's great.
Like, I'm still knowledgeable. I'm still able to tell people what to do, what you know they need to prepare for. But also, I'm able to laugh.
Yes.
I'm not like locked in, and you know, I'm not a nerd who's afraid to talk.
Yeah, well, I love that you're not a nerd.
Let me say, I need to stand
nerds.
Up for nerds. Yeah, I'm kind of a nerd. But Jeff, we actually have someone texting in who said that. He said, fact, I struggled to get a C in meteorology. Like he was struggling to get that grade.
Dave is watching us on YouTube and said that. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody said it is really, really hard. And they all thought it was going to be easy because I guess the feeling is that meteorologists just don't know what they're doing. And I disagree.
What?
I think
Ranj
think.
Took it too far.
How many times have you heard somebody that they don't know what they're talking about? These
meteorologists. I've heard it 1,000 times. I hear it daily, but it's laughable as Amy did.
What do you do when somebody says that to you? You don't know
I
what
say,
you're doing.
Bah, ha, ha, okay, whatever.
Yeah. We had a meteorologist in St. Louis who said he got frustrated. He goes, I've had people tell me to stick my Doppler radar where the sun don't shine.
That's not very nice.
Because they get mad. But like, I will say I am so grateful for the meteorologist because it's different than the phones. The phones just don't cut it. Jeff, I'd love to get your opinion on that. Like, I guess the phones give you a general idea when you just pull up a weather app, but it's different than it doesn't give you the nuance of what you're looking at.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Right. Well, and the phones, depending on your app choice, AccuWeather should be yours. but it depends on your choice of where you get the weather from, because everyone has their own interpretation. We are a team of meteorologists that we meet up at 4 and at 9. So we already met up, you know, just 30 minutes ago to go over all the forecast data, all of what's going on now and what the updated forecast is and how we need to make adjustments. There's some weather apps that don't do that. They just release whatever comes out. And it's like, are you sure there's smoke there now? Like, you know, and we actually go down and grab the observations and see, is there haze being reported there or not? So we go in and clean it up, whereas other weather apps may not. I'm not saying they do or don't. I'm not, you know, going to get into the nuances of that.
Well, I love AccuWeather. And I love our meteorologists, and we appreciate you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
This has been really fun. I want to come back on daily.
Yes.
You guys every are great. Day.
We
yes.
want to have you on because we have weather questions, and I will say sometimes the questions don't go over
Makes
that
sense.
Big.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that, yeah, like sometimes they don't go over that big, where I have real questions about the different phenomenon we're experiencing. And so anyway, Jeff, this has been a blast, and we appreciate it. We appreciate you.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You guys just feel free to reach out anytime.
Wait, real quick. Is it possible that we can get a haboob here?
He really wants a haboob.
See, you lost me when you said that. I was trying to Google it with the time I had, and I'm like, I don't actually know what that is, and I apologize. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a haboob is? It's a
I
dust
do
storm.
Not.
Oh, man. It's a dust storm.
Oh, it's a dust storm. Yeah. See, like, that's a phrase. I just call it a dust storm. Oh. See, that's where my nerd comes out. I don't know the phrases. I just know the actual
haboob
name.
Haboob is a lot more fun to say.
Yeah, they just had a Chicago
yes,
haboob.
Yes, it is. So now I will add that to my dictionary.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
A haboob.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah. Jeff Nordine, AccuWeather meteorologist. I feel like I know a lot more about the weather. And we
so
taught him what
Jeff.
A haboob was.
So
he's like, a haboob? I didn't know about that. Now he's going to tell all of his friends.
He was probably worried at first, like, what kind of show am I on?
Should I know what a haboob is? It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.